Welcome to Empowering Lifestyle Podcast. Your host is Helen Brown. So I want to welcome you here today. Thank you for coming. Many of you know me as an author of a book called Empowering You and Your Family. I'm also a massage therapist, and I've been a massage therapist for over 20 years now. And I do a lot of coaching and helping people through even their littlest issues, because once we get what those issues are, we can move forward. So today we're talking about a very specific area, and it's really important to anybody that's got a child. Now, I'm saying a child, but I'm also for anybody that has issues that seem to hang around and you just keep making the same mistakes. This one's a very specific one because the question is your child getting into trouble at school? And we all know what happens, even when we're at school ourselves, what happens when your child gets into trouble. Many of us, some have so many issues going on for themselves from their own childhood, where our parents didn't have that information about going and talking to the teachers and sorting it out. And I can remember myself having an issue in grade 7, and my mum was called in, and we had different teachers at that time. And the mum actually talked to the English teacher, but it was actually the teacher mum needed to talk to was actually the maths teacher. And so that she had great intentions of how she was going to help me as a child, but in what happened was that she didn't know that it was actually the maths teacher she needed to speak to. And so this happens all the time, but as a child, we've got all this built-up anxiety around our own childhood and what happened to us at school, like bullying and you know, being blamed for something you didn't do and all that anxiety stuff. So you may have noticed that some parents are actually going to the school and they're all up in arms about what's happening because they don't know what's happening. But they feel very fearful, and why parents are concerned when they go in there, that they bring all that anxiety from their own childhood into helping their own child at school in the now. And so it's not that they're bad parents or whatever we put a name on that. It's really that we're bouncing off of our own pain from our own childhood, and we want to protect our child because we always feel like we weren't taken care of. So that's one side of it. And then there's the other side of, is your child getting into trouble at school? Well, when children got into trouble at school years ago, it was called they were naughty. You can run off the list on your hand about, you know, they want attention and all of these other stories that were all brought up. But I want you to sit back for a sec and really listen to what I'm going to tell you, because it's going to come from a different direction that you may not have heard before. But if you just see how it fits with you, and see how it would have fitted for you when you were that child, like I was, struggling with maths and thinking, oh, mum's going to come and help me sort it out and then I'll get going and I'll be right. So look from that area. So how it goes is you being the parent and saying and sitting down with your child, instead of saying they're naughty, wrong, bad and they want attention, I want you to sit down with your child, or even think about an issue that happened when you were a child, and go and hear your parents say, what happened? What happened at school today? because there's so much going on, we don't sit down with our children as we could. And the three things to look for and to be with your child in that moment is to sit down with them on their own, preferably in a nice place, or go for a walk, or go and be in a place where it's very mutual. And the three things I want you to do is sit down. Now, the first one is listen. Listen to your child. Listen, listen, listen to your child. Tell you how it is for them. Listen to your child as though it is you with your parents, totally focused on what you are saying or your child is saying. Because children don't learn to not tell the truth because they've been heard. They tell the truth because they are right there in that moment when something happened. Now, how many times have you seen a child where somebody's hit somebody and the person that gets hit retaliates and they get into trouble, not the one that started it? So the one that started it is actually the one that could be having a problem. So it's like talking to that child because that one has an issue going on that is doing it to other children or doing it to whoever, which is how the bully comes out. And so when we listen to our child and we focus on what our child is saying with a very loving heart, because we're supposed to love our children unconditionally, because this is how love looks, is to really listen to your child. And what you're going to hear is the depth of their pain and what's happening for them. And he did that and she did this and then I do this and then I do that and then I get into trouble. And meanwhile, the ones that start things often and don't even come into the picture except the child that retaliates. And so when you're listening to your child and they're telling you all about it, keep listening, because the more they get out what is going on for them, the more they get to verbalize what's going on for them. And you would know in yourself that when you're being listened to and you want somebody to really listen to you, you're not wanting them to tell you how to do it right then. You just want to tell the whole thing out. And when you do let yourself or your child out and the other person is listening, you feel like you're loved and understood and somebody is really getting you. And after this podcast, I want you to just go and have a think for a few minutes. Where has that happened for me where I've really felt listened to? Because when we're not listened to, and you'll know this, sometimes your girlfriends or your mates, that they go over the same story over and over and over again. Every time you see them, it's the same story over and over and over again. And that's because they haven't been able to express the whole thing. And somewhere when that happened, they didn't get listened to. And so they got stuck in the middle of what happened in that moment of not being able to say what happened for them. And the moment we let them tell the whole story, they feel really gotten. Gotten as, oh, I totally understand what's happening for you. And in that moment, It's like something just clicks. And sometimes it just, what seems so hard in the moment of talking about it, suddenly your mind goes click, 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 click. And it's all of a sudden, you'll start to see an opening to how you could do it differently. Now, as an adult, we can talk to our spouse or our partners. But when it comes to children, we've got to give them those little techniques to look out for. And the other little tips about, now this is what, when somebody does this, how they can newly work out what to do. Because we can say stuff and it does, oh, don't worry about them, find somebody else to play with. That isn't a tool to help them. That's kind of fogging them off and expecting them to figure it out on their own. Now, when a child has to figure it out on their own, they will get stuck in that moment and that will become their new behavior. Sometimes when that happens, their whole behavior will change. They'll either go louder or quieter, and you'll go, oh, gee, she's really quiet today, and not think any more of it because you just don't know. And the moment you know that your child comes home from school and they're very quiet, or suddenly they're just way over the top of normal, what your child normally is like, you can know that is the moment you stop doing what you're doing, no matter how important you think your job is, and you go and be with your child. Because that's the moment when something happened at school and they can't work out how to figure out what to do about it because they haven't had that experience before. Now you can go back through your own life, and when you had that car accident, did that change you? Did you suddenly do things differently? Like when you're in a car accident, you'll look around more than ever before, and every little with a car, you'll go and you cringe. And it's the same with small children all the way through. If their behavior changes one way or the other, you know something's going on, and that is your trigger for going and spending those few minutes, an hour, whatever it takes to be with your child, that you'll be able to help them by you listening, listening and listening, letting them talk it all the way through. And then when they're ready, say, what do you think now that you could do that would help you tomorrow when you go to school? And that's just a question for them to open up. Oh, there is another way I can do this. And so you can pop in little things that can kind of, well, you know, when they do that, instead of you feeling like you have to do it their way, think how you don't need to take on what they're saying. Or you don't need to put yourself in that place again. And your child will actually work it out really easy what they need to do when they get into that moment, because you've given them a tool. And the more little tools you give them, the easier it is for them. But only say it once or twice, because we might need to tell our children over and over and over and over again what they need. But in the moment of these situations, your child only needs to hear it at least twice and let it go. Because in the moment them needing it, in that moment at school, they will remember your voice and go, oh, that's what Mum said. That's what Dad said. I can do that. I can see how that fits in. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. And this is the most empowering thing that you can give to your child. Because if you go back and have a look at some of your young age group ones where stuff happened at school, you'll notice that you didn't have any tools to actually work it out. And so often you keep making the same mistakes, and you're probably still making the same mistakes in your adult life and thinking, why am I back here doing this again? And this is really what's been happening. Now, I've got one from a lady in my clinic, and it was really interesting that she came to me and she was saying her son was 5 and, you know, he hadn't yelled at her or anything up until this point. But this day, he started yelling at his mum and he started raising his hand at her, and he was starting to get kind of that really angry look. And when she came to me, she said, I can't understand it. Why is he hitting me now? Why is he doing all these horrible things? He's never done it before. And I said to her, okay, so where has your son been and he's been watching you and somebody's been yelling at you? Somebody's maybe in the street. There's somewhere where he got to see how to do that to you, and it was okay because they did it in front of him, and they actually learned those things off of what's happening in their environment, and they don't know which ones are okay to do and which ones aren't okay. They just test them all out, like they bring all their behaviours home because some other child does it, and they bring it home and they test it because, well, that person can do it, so, oh, I'll do that. But then they quickly find out, that one's not working in my family. Oh, that works. And so when it's like for this child, it got to see it was okay because somebody else was doing it to her. And the amazing part about it was that she had thought about it, and all of a sudden she realized that her brother had been at her house the day before, and he was loud and he was yelling and he was shaking his hand, but it wasn't actually to his sister, but it was actually about something had happened with somebody else, and he was just really frustrated and upset. And so she went, oh my goodness, he was watching us when that was happening, and of course he thought it was okay. So when she went home that night, and she was telling me a few days later, she said she'd talked to her son about what had happened, and he stopped doing it immediately because he then got to understand that that wasn't the behaviour of their family. And so this is where you can unlock this from not continuing, because if that mum hadn't got that, do you think she would have been stressed every time her 5-year-old was coming near her, he'd hit her or he'd yell at her, how upset she would have been? But on another level, that little boy would have felt, there's something wrong with this that doesn't feel right. And he would start to get that anxiety too. And this is where, this is really exciting to be able to unlock these things and have harmony back in your house. And this is how you can unlock so much just by just knowing these little techniques. And so don't put a name on what everybody else puts a name on. Have a look underneath and start to listen and watch, and you'll start to put a smile in your face when you actually get what's going on. And in the process, you'll help yourself, your children, your mum and dad, your grandparents, uncles and aunties, brothers and sisters. It's a lovely little technique, and it really works really well. And if you've got a story about anybody in your family, she's like this or she's like that, I want you to have a look and use this technique and really see what's really going on. Maybe you need to sit down and listen and see what's really going on. So, this is the podcast for today. And I've had lots of fun bringing this one to you. So, you know, head on over to Facebook and leave a comment. And if you really love this podcast, please like our page And if you'd really like to ask a question, we've got the podcast and we've got the blog, and so we'll bring up these different questions you're asking. So I really look forward to having lots of fun in the future. So bye for now, and I'll see you in the next episode of the podcast.